Oh, very good. Excellent. So that's what we can get to. So again, so the Gemara basically tells us right now, you're stuck in the middle of the food, you start eating without a bracha, take it out, put it in the sides of the bracha, or swallow, which we'll see in a moment, what does that mean? Then the Gemara goes into another sugya. Someone ate and drank, but he did not bench. Didn't say bracha before, afterwards or not. So very similar seems to be what we said before, no? So Pasha says, the other one, we're talking the mouth, the food is still in his mouth. What should you do with it? Here we're talking, he already finished. A person ate garlic, and he has a bad breath, bad smell coming out of his mouth. So should he eat another garlic and have a bad smell again? I mean, you did something wrong. Don't do it again. Says Ravina, therefore, it's a little hard to understand. Ravina says, yeah, you should do a bracha even though you finish your meal. How do I know that? The Tanya says in the Braiso, Tolava, a person went to the mikvah, you do a bracha on the mikvah after you finished, not before. The law, he said, well, you can't bring it right from there. There, before the mikvah, you can't say a bracha because you're tummy. So you can't say the words of Hashem. So you have no choice to do it after. But here, you could have said it after. Itchi, itchi, you didn't say it, you lost it.
You don't say it before.
Yeah, this day similar to the tefillah, right? You learn in this day from the tefillah. But a regular bracha, you have to do before. Rashi says over there, on the bottom of the page, at the bottom of this Gemara, Rashi says, Yachso v'yechol shumachir, says Rashi, k'dei she'asrich yoyser, k'loimar yosif al srichon, you have a bad smell. Rashi says, v'yaseh bracha levatola, meaning the Gemara in the beginning said, don't say the bracha again. Not only you ate without a bracha, you can say a bracha without any purpose. See, the aleph over there takes away this sentence. Because it's not so clear what the Gemara wants to say in the beginning when you see the garlic. The simple understanding when you say it is, you ate without a bracha, it's already bad. Don't continue that. Maybe it means to say the bracha. And then the Gemara says, because I am a shiach, so l'achach l'shtiyo, do you say achach l'shtiyo or not? So here we have, basically, what I'm trying to bring over here. Yeah, the one in the beginning says, say a bracha. It's in your mouth, put it in your side, it's in your, you can take it out, swallow, you have to see what it means. Then the one says, what happens when you're in the middle of the meal? The one brings something with the garlic, not so clear and rash, does it mean to say the bracha, not say a bracha? The one brings a riot from the mikvah, and the one concludes, no, by bracha, itchi, itchi. Ravina holds differently. Ravina is the one who says, you can say a bracha even after you have the meal. So now it looks very interesting. The Rambam tells us number 3 in the page. It's right over here. The Rambam says, right here, and I'll look at the base. Kol ha-brachos halel, first of all, he says, okay, let's give the first few, 4 lines. It goes like this. Shogach v'ichnis oichlim l'toich piv. Prison forgot, and he put food into his mouth. Right? Shogach v'ichnis oichlim l'toich piv. B'loi bracha. So he brings the Gemara. Yimamashkim boilom. If he has the drink, what should he do? Swallow it. And what do you do after you swallow? Umevorach aleihem basif. And he says a bracha. After. Mashma, going back to the Gemara said before. Liquids, you swallow, and you say a bracha. Which bracha? Which bracha are we talking about? What?
Soap could mean the bracha
from. Oh, maybe it's bracha from. What is it? Then he goes on and says, you know, at Parish, he was like, he must have gone to the Vanov, he put in the side of the Mefaka Kabbalah. He had a single point, but he pulled the people at Sherekha, people in the Haka Kabbalah. That's where really the Gemara over here, that you have the different cases, you could say the Bracha. But he says, if it's liquid, you swallow, and then say the Bracha after. Now, without the context of the Rambam, sounds, you're talking about the Bracha Rishayna. Because then he says, afterwards, you put it in the side, you put it out. That's what he says. It says the Ravid over here. If you look at the Ravid right next to the Rambam, so the Ravid. Kosal Ravid. This is what you say it. So he's about to eat more. He has liquid. He has a cup of wine or a cup of coke. He's drinking a little bit in the bracha. Swallow, said the bracha, then you can have more to drink. If not, he's finished. Can't say bracha after. So Mashu, the Rebbe is talking about according to the Rambam to say bracha rishayna. The Rambam says if you have liquid, don't throw it out because you're not going to be able to put it back in your mouth. You can't put it on the side. Just swallow what you have, say the bracha, then continue drinking. Oy niru li, says Rebbe. Says the Rebbe, I hold more than that. Don't even swallow. Just throw it out. Who cares? This is going to get ruined. Better not to drink without a bracha. What if he has no more liquid? And he's thirsty. He has nothing else to drink. It's better for him to swallow it. And he should not lose the drink, the liquid. So he puts, he has only one cup of water. He puts it in his mouth. Ah, I have water. What should I do now? He says, right, swallow it. I mean, what are you going to do? Now here comes the key to what where the Rebbe is taking us. What does the Rebbe mean to have a gan bracha? Says you can throw it out, you can have no drink. When the Rebbe says to Abba Bracha, what does he mean? Rebbe says, you have a drink, you have a liquid in your mouth. You have a liquid right now. What should you do? So if you could throw it out and take some other drink, best, but I can't. I didn't do a bracha, swallow it. Says the Rebbe, "Te'abed gam habracha." What does it mean? So, let's bring a preview to what we're going to see right now. Basically, it seems to me that you can read the Rebbe in two ways. One way is, what can you do? Swallow, you'll lose the bracha. What can we do? He didn't do a bracha before, too late. Or he means, swallow, don't lose the drink by spitting it out, and you can lose also the bracha. In other words, the words, "Te'abed gam habracha," does it mean what you should not do, don't lose the bracha? Or it means what you're actually going to do? Look again in the Rebbe. What does the Rebbe says? If he's dachuk, lo yiso shepiv, itu levoilam, tell you, swallow it. V'lo yabdu, should not lose it, v'tab v'gav k'na bracha. You can read it, don't lose it and lose also the bracha. Or it means don't lose it, comma, and you can lose the bracha.
If you spit it out, you're not high in the bracha then. So like it's, you're losing the bracha.
Right. No, that's clear. If I spit it out, I lose everything. Shaila is, if I swallow it, what does the Rebbe say? So I have no more drinks. What should you do? So the Rebbe, swallow it. But just to lose it for no reason, swallow it. What about the bracha? The Rebbe says, does it mean, like he's giving you the order, swallow it and lose the bracha. Or he means, and don't throw it away and you're going to lose the drink and the bracha. But if you swallow it, you're not going to lose the bracha. What he might, so why should I say such a thing? So let's see. The Beis Yosef tells us, here at the top of the page, the Beis Yosef, and that, and number, I forgot to change the numbers, I apologize. The numbers over here are not, no, I did change the numbers. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't save, I'm talking to the Zoom people, I didn't save the last version. The last version is at home. But the one, if you have the papers, you have everything updated. I'm gonna send afterwards to the chat the updated sheet. But what we do have in the area is Bishayza like this. Bishayza says, "Kosova kolboy, yigomer suda save loyachil meichat fei." A person finishes meal. Before we get to that, Bishayza, I think I don't have the other one. Yeah, this is not. I don't have it saved in this Zoom. So. For the guys in Zoom, just listen to it. We'll read it out loud. In the page, we have it at number 4 in the bottom of the page. Yahweh B'Shesef. So the B'Shesef brings the Rambam. And he brings the Ravid. And he explains the Ravid the first way we said. The Ravid is saying, swallow it and don't say a bracha. That's what he says. So he brings the Rambam. Because the guys in the Zoom don't have it, I'm just going to go. He says, Mashra, that the Rambam says that you should do the bracha. So he discusses, what does the Rambam mean? When the Rambam says that you have liquid in your mouth, so the Rambam says, boil them and vorkel and basoif. What do you do bracha on that? Do you do bracha the first bracha, or we do only bracha achrayin. So he says, I'm not sure. He says, he brings the Rambam, number four, and he says, the Afshar HaFar Yisrael, that can explain his words, don't say bracha rishayin. Meaning only bracha achrayin, only bracha fashas. Okay? Like you explained. Says the Beis Yosef, I think that the Pshat in the Rambam is different. He does do bracha b'shayna. Team lo kenach avilim. If not, he should have said, "Ve'enu v'orach la'bracha achrayna b'levat." Just say bracha achrayna. Rambam doesn't say bracha achrayna. Rambam says basayif. V'oy di bracha achrayna kol ma'amai kamashmulan pshita. If it's bracha achrayna, what's the chiddush? V'cheni ne'lechur b'divrei ha'ravid shekosav alav v'orach la'bracha basayif. He says that's what the Ravid said. The Ravid says, do it if you have more to drink. Why don't you talk about the first bracha? That's what he says. He says, explain the Rambam you're doing before. That's what he says. So then you have a problem with the Beis Yosef. Because what does the Beis Yosef have an issue with? It says the Beis Yosef, that's very nice. But other Rishonim quote the Rambam differently. Look at number five. This is what you have over here in the Zoom as well. The Rashba over here. What does the Rashba say? It says the Rashba. Rashba brings. He brings a Machlokes Rishonim. And this is what we're trying to get to. If I have something, I drink something. Should I say a bracha rishayna after I drink it? You took a water. You didn't say a bracha. Should I say a bracha now?
If you have more.
If I don't have more. Says the Rashba with the Look at number five in the page. Over here in Zoom is right over here. He brings the Rashba. Atari kol b'olam mishrashkin pishu v'nechananel. The time of the boilum, the bracha mishu the cave on the chnisam b'fiv. You put in your mouth, it's most. So when I have liquid in my mouth, it's not edible anymore. So it's too late. I can't do anything with it. Just swallow it, forget about it. Can't say bracha anymore. You lost it, like we said later, when you finish the meal. Right? You finish the meal. The Ravid holds that even once you finish the meal, you still do a bracha. The Ravid says, you do a bracha. Meaning, he is quoting the Ravid to say that the Ravid is saying that if you have liquid, you swallow the liquid and say what? A bracha rishayna. Even though you finished the meal, you still say bracha v'shayna. Even though you finished the liquid, it says the Rav. How does it fit with the Gemara later that says when a person finishes the meal, should not do bracha after? It says the Rav. Oh, he do say bracha after even at the end of the meal. That's what he says. It says the Bishay says one thing. So the Rav is contradicting himself because the Rav and the Ram said swallow it and don't say bracha. The Rav and the Rav is quoting says you swallow it and you do say bracha. So here comes what we just said. If you could read the Ravid a little differently. You could read the Ravid, and that's what some of the Noisa Kalim want to say in the Ravid. And the Ravid is not saying, don't say a bracha. Ravid's saying, don't spit the liquid out. You lose the liquid, you lose the bracha. Don't do that. Rather what? Swallow it, don't lose the liquid, and don't lose the bracha. Not like the Bishisha read the Ravid. That's what the Ravid, the Bishisha ends over here. He says, that the Ravid is, he seems to contradict himself. That's what it seems to be. So, but we brought an answer. It comes up for the next occasion. You read the Ravid a little different. The Ravid says, don't spit it out and lose the bracha. Swallow and do say the bracha. I mean, the Ravid says, you do say a bracha even though you swallow the drink. The Rashba says, the Ravid takes it to another extreme. He says, not only when you swallow a drink, even when you had a meal, you finished the meal, you still say a bracha rishayna. The Rosh says differently. The Rosh says, and the Zoom is over here in this Rosh. We have it in number six in the page. The Rosh says, that's not what the Ravid means. That when you finish your meal, you say a bracha. The Rosh goes on and says, he brings the, he goes on through the whole discussion we have over here. And then he goes on and says the following. He says, Uvimashkin. Let's start from Uvimashkin. This word over here, Uvimashkin. Sheif Shah in the middle, right in the middle of this of the rush, like four lines down. So Mazgah Sheif Shah b'sivul tzadachet. You can't put the liquid on one side. He tiru loy livloya velevarech. You could do a bracha like the Ravid. Oh, so the Ravid is telling me that when I finish the meal, I could do a bracha. He says no. Not like when you end the meal. The Oh, you know why it's different? When did you realize you made a mistake? When the liquid is still in his mouth. While the liquid is in his mouth, oh, I forgot. So swallow it, do a bracha. As if your mindset starts while you're still in the process of eating. So then you can say it afterwards. But if I didn't do a bracha, finish the whole meal, I'm about to leave. Oh, yeah, I forgot to do a bracha shayna, too late. That's what the Rosh says. The Demik says, Oy v'la siyasa v'ashikak kod nebliyo, v'ayla shorah chalavoyach, ken pirash arayvet. So the Rosh says, the Ravid is saying that you could do the bracha after, only as long as you had a mindset to do it. So it comes out, basically there's three ways to go in the Ravid. Or, well, this contradiction of the Ravid. And one hand, you can say the Ravid says, you swallowed, you too late, you can't do a bracha. That's the Bishesh of Lunes and the Ravid on the Rambam. The other way is the Ravid holds, even after you're done, you can still do a bracha. Regardless of the case. And the Rosh tells us it depends. If when you had the food in your mouth, you remembered, you swallow, you do a bracha. If you didn't have the food in your mouth, you remember, then you swallow, you do not do the bracha. If you look at the Swari Paskin, right? The Psak Halacha is like this. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, in number 8 in the page, you don't have it in the Zoom yet, the page, Shulchan Aruch says the following. That's not our Simon, it's Simon Kufayin Bey, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shokach v'yichnis mashkin, letoich people ay brocha. He put drink into his mouth out of brocha, boilom, ve'einu v'yichal ay brocha v'shayah. Too late. Not like the Ravid. You're done. You lost the brocha. Says the Ramah, some hold, you do bracha, like the Rosh. You do have a bracha. He disagrees. You say like the Rosh, you do have a bracha, I mean like the Rosh said, even the Raven. If it's in your mouth and you remember in the middle, you say a bracha after you finish. So it comes out, a person is eating, something small, he's eating, or he's about to finish, he has the food in his mouth, and he can't take it out, liquid, let's say, and he remembers, I forgot to say bracha, swallow, and you say bracha rishayna. And the Achrayim point out, the points can be there, actually rishayna already mentioned it. So that comes out to be, he's going to do bracha rishayna, bracha achrayim right away. He's going to swallow. Baruch atah Hashem, shakol niyad b'dvaroi. Baruch atah Hashem, b'rayna fashas rabbis. A little funny. That's what comes out according to this tzak.
Are we assuming only in the case where you don't have more to make another one?
Yeah, exactly. As the Ravid says. That's the Ravid says clearly. If you have more water to do, so I don't know, but spit out the water that you have in your mouth. If you're able to do it. Spit it out. So don't, you not drink without a bracha. Spit it out, make another bracha. If I have more, that's exactly the point. What Don mentioned over here is exactly what we tried to get to. So if I have more, you should do a bracha. Only if I don't have more, I swallow and say the bracha. And this is what brings us here back to the Birkas HaMotzi. The biggest somebody to shy is like, look at the Bishesiv. I have to double number 8, but number 8 at the top of the page. It's here in the Zoom. It says the Bishesiv the following. He says, Kotzav HaKolboy, Igamer Sudas V'lo Yechol HaMechal Tfei. He finishes the meal, not the drink. He finished, the meal is over. And he cannot eat anymore. There's no more to eat. Loy Livrich. Don't do a bracha. See you done. Mashma says the Bishesiv, Sheim Yochol, Midvar Shim Yochol, Lechol Yoiser, Yachzer, Veyoichol, Veyvorichol of Tchilo. If you have more food, so say a bracha again for the rest of the food. Vezev Shel Dat Arrive, Beshoah, Vechiz, Vachka, Torpiv. So that's like the Ravid, because the Ravid says, really, I should do a bracha on what was in my mouth. So we're not so sure the Paschal again, so in order to be Yoitz, all the Shittis, when you finish the meal, if you have the bracha, take a little bit more to eat. Says the Beis Yosef, "Aval ina poiskim moedim loy." We don't agree with him. Kei Moshe's bar because kafayin basic. I feel yochel lachzul lechol in tzorch. There's no point doing that because whatever I finished, I can't do bracha anymore in it. So you want to eat more, it's a new bracha. You don't have to do that if you don't eat. What's the point? But according to the Rav, there's a very big point to do it. Because really you should do a bracha after you finish what you have in your mouth. I don't tell you to do a bracha after you finish what you have in your mouth. You want to be machmir, so eat something. But you be yitzol l'shidus. That's what the Mugrei Avraham says in number 10. Right below that. Over here, the Mugrei Avraham below this, we say, this is the Mugrei Avraham. If you could, you should eat a little bit. If you nearly should toy last this game, you should do that. Now, because of the arrival, it's like the world, I'll be coming to the soy. I should be safe. Can not toy light, yes, we're plucked. So he says like this. What does the Mugan have wrong? It says, we have two ways to learn the arrival according to not like the Bishasif. It says, learn the arrival, holds you don't to the. But even when you learn the arrival, there's two ways to learn it. You like the Rosh that says, if it's in your mouth and you remembered, so then you have to do a bracha after. Or, according to the Rashba, even if it's not in your mouth, and you finish the meal, you have to do a bracha. Because he paskens like Ravina at the end of the Gemara, even if a person finished his meal, he still could do a bracha. So he says, if you want to be yaitza all the shittas, you finish your meal, you're done, you're about to leave. So 1 second, I forgot to do a bracha shena. So do a bracha now, and eat something. Then you yaitza according to everybody. Because according to the Rav, the Rashba quotes, you're supposed to do a bracha after you finished on what you did. So even if you don't hold like that, eat something after, then you yaitza according to everybody. That's what the Mugrei Avraham says. According to the Rosh, that will for sure be right if you still have your food in your mouth. The Ramah paskens la halacha like that. If I have still food in my mouth, and then I remembered, even if I can't spit it out, I need to do a bracha afterwards. So for sure you should eat it afterwards. That's what comes out of this sugi. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Ches, number 9 in the page, Shachach ve'ochal ve'loi birech amoitzi. He ate and did not do amoitzi. In his kabbatach seudo, you remember the middle of the meal, mevarech. Then for sure mevarech, because he still has to eat more. V'imli no yiskeloi nizkat shagom v'seudo, so he didn't remember till the end of the meal. Ain't mevarech, he's not the bracha anymore, too late. That's the Shulchan Aruch of the Yisaysef. But according to the Mogen Avraham, according to the Rav Elibud the Rashba, you should do a bracha. You need to do a bracha. So eat more.
Eat more specifically bread?
Yeah.
All the bread, you got your chicken still there.
You have to, because you want to do Birkas Hamayitzi.
Right.
This goes back to the Sugya Birkas Hamayitzi. This really relates to every bracha that we have. Right. Always we have a bracha, you have that issue. But
so
you should.
Hamayitzi covers the whole kudah, maybe, right. You know, you're not making a specific bracha of your chicken anyway. Maybe you keep eating.
But you can't do a moitzi on the chicken.
How
you can do? So what are we trying to achieve over here? We're trying to do to be yitzeh all the different opinions. Some opinions say basically we're trying to. There's an extreme opinion that says that you finish your meal, you do a bracha on the past. You can do it after. Then there's an opinion. The other extreme says you can never do a bracha after you finished. There's a middle opinion that says if it's in your mouth and you remember, you can do it after. If it's not. So now I finish my meal. So according to one opinion, I still have to do a bracha rishon. I didn't have to do Birkas Hamayitzi. We don't paskin like that because we hold only if it's in your mouth, according to the Ramah, you could do it. And here you remember it after it was in your mouth. But there is an opinion that says that. So if I have more food to eat, say the bracha rishon and eat the food to eat. Why? Because then you're fulfilling at least that opinion that holds that I need to do a bracha retroactively. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's no point to ignore. Because the Shulchan Aruch holds halacha. If I finish the meal, so then I'm done. You're doing a new bracha, new food. I'm not rectifying what I did in the past. When everyone says no, according to the Rav, you are rectifying, at least according to one opinion. So let's do bracha what you did in the past. So that's what comes down to this, where we learned today, this sugya, is basically there's three ways how to treat something that you already ate. Either you ate too late, or you could do bracha retroactively. Or, if you remembered while it's in your mouth, you could do bracha retroactively. If you remembered after you swallowed it, then you can't do bracha retroactively. In all cases, I can eat more, do a bracha after, this is the Mugrei Avraham, you eat all the shittas. If I can't, then it depends. If I have no more food, I'm done. So if you remember while it's in your mouth, says the Ramah, lochel ma'isa, kut Ashkenazi, you should do a bracha after. According to the Bishayisim, you don't. According to the Sfaradim, you don't. But if you remember after finish the meal, then you don't do a bracha. So that is the first halacha that we learned today. The last few minutes of the shiur, just let's learn two. Yeah.
So how much would you have to eat after you finish?
A good question. If you want to be yaitz l'shins, you have to eat kazayis. Actually, no. I take it back. Bracha Rishayna, is of the smallest amount. You don't have to do a bracha Rishayna kazayis. If I take a small sip of water, I do bracha Rishayna even in the smallest amount. We pass kalach alamai, so you do bracha Rishayna for nothing. For the smallest amount. So to do a bracha Rishayna, you can do even if you eat very little. So you don't have to have a kazayis. Not bavka kazayis.
If I took a bite of an apple.
That's different. Medicine is different because I'm not eating it. Yeah, David, go ahead.
If I take a bite of an apple, is it too disgusting to take it out of my mouth and say the bracha and then eat it again?
That depends on you. Meaning, if you're disgusted by that, so then that's what Gemara said, you just put it on the side of your mouth and say the bracha. But if you can take it out and eat it and it doesn't bother you, take it out. Better take it out. It depends. It's very individualized. What makes you repulsive? Also, by the way, that comes up with the Gemara, if it makes you disgust with other people too. You can't make someone else be bothered by your food. But if you're on your own, you can take it out, it doesn't disturb you, it's fine. That's what it is. Yes, that's when we started the shiur, Brother Gemara. The Gemara brother, there's three different ways to do it. One is to put it in the side of your mouth, which is fine. You could put it in the side of the mouth if it's not liquid. I mean, you can actually put it inside of the mouth, and you can do a bracha. Yeah, very good. Okay, so now two. What?
I had trouble getting on.
Oh, no problem. The next seif that the Shchanoch tells us is based on the Rambam. Go back to the Rambam in a second. The Rambam, the first part of the Rambam says the following. What does Rambam say? It says the Rambam, "Kol ha-brachos ha'elu, im nistapek lo yibahem im birch le-brach." We spoke now, you know for sure he didn't do a bracha. But what happens if you're not for sure? You're not sure. Did I do the bracha or did I do the bracha? Did I do it or not? What should he do? So the Rambam, "Ein ha-chayz ha-vayach le-betchila ve-lo yibasayif." The saif we're going to leave for a different time. The biggest of Muslim. And bracha ha-chayna. First bracha says it's only derabanan. Derabanan, I do not say a bracha rishon if I'm not sure, because I'm not sure. Says the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't quote exactly the Rambam. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tes, "Imu misupakim beirchom oitzim laav, eino chayzom mevarech." You don't do a bracha. It didn't say because derabanan. What does this depend on? So the Primi Gadim says this the following. There's a Gemara. The Gemara is in the Gemara and Brachas. Gemara and Brachas, Daf Lamed Hey, right over here in the page, in the regular pages in number 11. The Gemara has the following discussion. How do you know you have to do Bracha Rishayna? How do you know? So the Gemara has a very long discussion, and the Gemara brings different reasons based on Kav Chaymer, Psukim, and then the Gemara says that solves some of the Bracha Rishayna. Bracha Rishayna on bread, Bracha Rishayna on wine, but what about fish? What about shackle? So then the Gemara concludes a svara, and the svara is Asula Adam Shani Marilam Azebla Bracha. A person cannot endure this world without saying a bracha. That's the Gemara concludes. But in the middle of the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara says, Ashkechon Lacharov, Lefonim Inayino Lefonav, Halokasha, the Asimikal Vachoymer, Keshu Savevach, Keshu Roev Lakoshkan. If a person does a bracha when he's full, so of course he has to do a bracha when he's hungry. If when I'm full, I do a bracha, and then I know because of us, and that's the right, so of course I do a bracha when I am hungry. Moses says, okay, that's on bread. Because bread, I know I do bracha after. What about other things? So the chur comes out, it's a kavachayimah. Kavachayimah is a deraisa. Whenever I have a kavachayimah, it's not a derabanan. When I learn kavachayimah, that teaches you what the Torah is telling you. So says the Tosis, over here, right below this Gemara, says the Tosis, "Father Kol Shekhen, lav kavachayimah," he says, it's not kavachayimah. Team can't have bracha to the fun of deraisa. If so, it should be a deraisa. Ulel pirik shemesu, mashagari bal keri, the lav deraisa. The Gemara sounds not deraisa. Says the Gemara, says today is not a real kavachayimah. It's not a real kavachayimah. Because today says, if it's a kavachayimah, it's deraisa. comes the Prima Godim, right below the Tosis over here. In number 13, your page, and the Prima Godim says, I'll tell you why. Because Kavachoymer, what is the Kavachoymer based on? Kavachoymer is based on your own logic. What is it? Kavachoymer. It makes sense. If this more called lenient thing, I say something, so it's something which is a little bit more, even it makes even more sense, Koshikan. But a Svara, a logical interpretation, can be overruled. Someone can tell you how opposite Svara. So if you're going to go, if you're making a mistake with Kavach HaYomer, says the Prima Godim, let's say Kavach HaYomer is a Kavach HaYomer. If I'm making a mistake about Kavach HaYomer, I'm going to say a Brocha L'Vatala. Look at the Prima Godim. So the Prima Godim, he brings this idea, the Shema Achin Kavach HaYomer will limut Tzichli. Kavach HaYomer is based on Svara. Shema Achara Yiyun V'Achipus, maybe after you look at it a little bit more, Yim Tzayz HaPircha, you'll find a question of Kavach HaYomer. V'day L'Anu Sh'Nesu L'O L'Anu Sofek. It should be, don't, see, that has to do with what we referred to before that. And Shwoyim Ken. Afi Nema Kavachoymer Mamash, it's real Kavachoymer. Afi Luachin Vrach Misofik. Don't do Brach if you're not sure. Shema is the Pircha Kavachoymer. You have a question, Kavachoymer. Finim Tzoy, Vah Loi Siso. Kedia the Shiva David did the Raiso. Says the Prima Godim, even if you hold the Brachos of the Raiso, but why are they the Raiso? Basically, Kavachoymer. When I am the Raiso, basically, Kavachoymer, I may make a mistake. Maybe that Kavachoymer is a mistake. I prefer not to go into the issues of Loisisa. A law that says you're not allowed to say a bracha levatal. So says the Prima Godim, that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us, he doesn't tell us that the bracha is the rabbanan. Because even if you hold, maybe it's the Raisa, I still don't do a bracha myself. That's what Prima Godim says. But what comes, so that's just the logic behind it, the story behind it. Lamaisa Alocha for us says, if a person knows for sure he didn't do a bracha, that's what we spoke in the first part of this year. But if you know, you're not sure if you did the bracha we showing you don't repeat. Amayit, you don't repeat. Not sure, continue eating. That's the halacha l'maaseh. You don't go, you don't repeat it. And we'll end today with the final halacha. And it's the halacha that's based on the two gemaras that we have over here, right on the page. Two gemaras and brachas. One gemara tells us, number 14 is the gemara daf mem. The gemara tells us, v'kulo yom ha-shakol ni'abit v'aroi. If you said she'akol, you're yoytze. Id my rav una omar chutz min ha'pasu min ha'yayin. He says she'akol is good enough to be yoytze everything except bread and wine. Rabbi Yochan omar filu pasu min ha'yayin. Rabbi Yochan says no. Even bread and wine, if you said she'akol, you'll be yoytze. The Gemara says the Vilna Goy, and look at the Gemara in Brachas Nafid Beis. There you see the Gemara holds halacha that she'akol works on bread and wine. How do we say that? Because the Gemara says, Pshita, it's not a Pasha, that's the Gemara Nafid Beis. Heicha de kanokit kasa de chayim b'yadei, he's taking a cup of wine in his hand. Vekasovet de shichur, he thought it was a beer. Upasa levorach adayt de shichur v'sim v'chamer, he started by saying she'akol, and then he realized that he started, Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, he has in mind, I want to say she'akol. Then he says, oh, it's not beer, it's wine. So instead of saying, boy, prayer, gafen, He says Bray Pierre Goffin, Yotza. He's Yotza. Why? Because even if you would say Shakul, you'd be Yotza. If he would continue saying, he's holding the cup of wine, and he says, Shakul, is he Yotza? So even now they said, Bray Pierre Goffin, he changed. I don't care. The beginning of the bracha works. The end of the bracha works. It's fine, even though he changed in the middle. And then the Gemara goes on. It's because cases he's not yotze. So then the Vilna Gaon, you see from here, the Gemara says something over pashat. That she'akol ni'abit v'aroi works for bread and wine, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskes halacha. This is the halacha is in Sif Yud in Shulchan Aruch. In b'makim b'mkor bikas hamoitzi bir she'akol ni'abit v'aroi. Tzal hamoitzi she'akol. Or she'amar baruch mona amakad mar da'ipita. If you said different lashon, we're not going to go into today. The din is yotze. So she'akol works for bread. So we learned today basically three halachas regarding bracha, which it really applies to not dafka moitzi. But we're learning here in Birkas HaMoitzi, which is the first bracha we're discussing, really relies to many other brachas. Number one is, when a person ate without a bracha, should he do a bracha afterwards or not? Well, it's a three-way machlokes. You do a bracha after. Some say you don't say bracha at all. Some say you do say bracha after. Some say you do a bracha only if you remember while the food was in your mouth. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh, the best thing is, if you can eat a little bit more, do a bracha and eat a little bit more. That's if you forgot to do the bracha completely. If you not sure if you did the bracha. The din is that suffik brachas, you don't do a bracha either because it's the rabbanon or even because they're rice, it's basic halachim. And finally, if you did a bracha, just the wrong bracha, as long as you did the bracha as shakol, if you did because shakol, because shakol is more to everything. So a person took a piece of bread, it says shakol mi'abit varoi, is yaitzi, he's not going to fix the bracha, don't repeat the bracha again, that bracha works. Okay, we'll stop with that today. Reza Hashem, tomorrow, next week, I want to go into the next few weeks to speak about possible bekistim, which really differentiates between a moitzi and a mezoinis. How do you differentiate between the two? That will be a very interesting subject. B'seir Rabbi Yisai. Call to have a good day.